Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The man charged with 7 counts of murder after prosecutors say he unleashed a deadly hail of gunfire on a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park made an appearance in court today. A judge ordering Robert Cremo III to be held without bail. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt says he expects additional charges will be forthcoming.
For each individual was hurt, people can anticipate an attempt murder charge, as well as an aggravated battery with a firearm charge. All of those are Class X felonies, which have obviously serious prison time associated with them.
Prosecutor says police found 83 bullet casings and 3 ammunition magazines on a rooftop where they contend Cremo fired upon the crowd. Police say the alleged shooter fled to neighboring Wisconsin, where he also contemplated carrying out another shooting before being taken into custody. 2 sources tell NPR the House Select January 6 Committee has secured a deal with former Trump White House General Counsel Pat Cipollone to testify. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports the appearance will take place behind closed doors Friday.
Former White House General Counsel Pat Cipollone appeared in an informal interview before the House Select Committee in April. But in recent weeks, the panel has ramped up its calls for Cipollone to testify formally, including committee Republican Vice Chair Liz Cheney at a recent hearing.
Indeed, our evidence shows that Mr. Cipollone and his office tried to do what was right. They tried to stop a number of President Trump's plans for January 6th.
The panel issued a subpoena last week to secure Cipollone's testimony, which is now scheduled to take place before next week's public hearings on the January 6th mob and former President Trump's inaction for over 3 hours as the attack unfolded. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
Firefighters in California continue to work around the clock trying to get a handle on a fire that broke out Monday. Member station KQED Daphne Young reports authorities say the Electra fire has burned nearly 4,000 acres and is just 10% contained.
Authorities issued mandatory evacuation orders for more than 1,000 residents in Amador and Calaveras counties in Northern California. Those orders come as CAL FIRE crews work from ground and air to knock down one of the largest wildfires in the state so far this year. Electra Fire spokesperson Chris Vestal says residents' safety and property damage are the main reason for issuing those evacuation orders.
We really want to remind everybody, and it's not just on the Electra Fire, but all fires that are going to happen this year inevitably, is that when we make those evacuation orders, we take a lot into consideration.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Daphne Young.
Stocks bounced back a bit today, eking out modest gains, the Dow up 69 points. You're listening to NPR. A large commercial lab has begun testing for monkeypox today. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it should make testing much more available. But as NPR's Ping Wong reports, there are hurdles.
Over 550 cases of monkeypox have been found in the U.S., That's likely an undercount since testing has been limited. Now, testing is expected to increase. The commercial lab LabCorp is offering monkeypox tests and is expected to eventually ramp up to 10,000 tests a week, which would double current testing capacity. The commercial tests will also be easier for some doctors to order. Until recently, tests were only available through the CDC's Laboratory Response Network, which was hard for some clinics to access. But getting a person tested involves more than lab capacity. A survey from the National Council of STD Directors finds that many sexual health clinics lacked the test tubes, swabs, and staffing needed to collect samples for testing. Ping Huang, NPR News.
A deadline is fast approaching for public service workers who've been paying their student loans for a substantial period of time to apply for forgiveness. According to the U.S. Department of Education, about 145,000 borrowers have had student loan debts canceled through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program after complex restrictions were eased last fall. However, the new rules will only apply till October 31st. It's estimated a total of 43 million Americans are carrying roughly $1.6 trillion in student loan debt. The administration is still considering broader student loan forgiveness. Crude oil futures extended losses today after closing below $100 a barrel yesterday continued to fall today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.